Now back to the Grady and Big Joe Show. Give your two cents in at 239-1070. Now here's Michael Grady and Big Joe Stasniak.
All right, we just had a very average conversation for me these days, and that is, and you heard the spot, I think, run on the last break. That's from my friends, the Dermatology Center of Indiana, Dr. Scott Genthner, and the folks, the Neograft procedure that I have had done to my hair that is still less than a month removed from having that done. And so people that see me like once a week, twice a week, or every other week, you know, things like that, They stop and go, hey, is it rude if I ask about your hair? No, it's cool. That's part of the gig. So the lovely Terry Stacy and I just had a 5-minute conversation about my hair during the course of the break.
Kind of uncomfortable for David and I. She started running her fingers through it and just going on and on.
People actually do that? Oh, yeah, when you have hair.
Oh, that's normal for people with hair?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that never happened.
When are you – okay, how long do you have to grow that? David has been growing out his hair now for how long?
Since
all right, and at what point in time are you getting into it? He's doing it for Locks of Love. At what point in time?
Is it Locks of Love?
Pantene, Beautiful Links. It's for women with breast cancer.
Sorry, yeah. My bad. It was for charity.
Yep.
Make sure we attribute the proper charity. How much longer do you need to grow out your hair?
I am about, it needs to be in a ponytail for them to take the ponytail.
Right.
It needs to be 8 inches. I'm about at 4 or 5 right now, past halfway.
At some point in 2016, you'll actually get your hair cut.
I'm thinking around my birthday sometime in September. I'm thinking that's when it'll be.
I will share this story. David and I experienced this about a week after I had the procedure. We were working a high school basketball game together at Lawrence North. It was Pendleton Heights, Lawrence North, the two of us and Bob Lovell. And for some reason, the temperature in the gymnasium that day was set to 80 degrees. The heat was working without a doubt at Lawrence North High School. And these guys are, you know, panning, you know, trying to fan whatever the case may be. And because I just had my head shaved, I'm like, it's really not that bad.
Yeah.
So that's a sign of it to how much heat you actually can lose through, you know, through the top of your head.
And we had a game there last year where I had shorter hair. I froze. So
see what you mean?
Yeah.
So there you go. So people ask about the hair all the time. The hair is doing great. You can see it on television tonight. The guys at Derm Indy is the Twitter handle. IndyNeograph.com is the website. 316-0077 is the phone number. I am very early in the process. I've got a lot of before pictures. I'm not ready for the full-blown after pictures just yet. But, yes, there is growth, and I have no problem talking about it off the air, Twitter, emails, whatever the case may be.
And it looks natural. That's the thing.
Well, it is natural. That's the cool thing.
Some of them look like, wow, what did you do? Dude?
Right. This is not a sod farm on top of my head.
Exactly.
This is my own hair. So thought I would share the off-air conversation with the on-air conversation. That's something fun to talk about. The next thing, not so much, and it has a local tie on multiple levels. Maybe you caught wind of this in the last couple of days that there was an investigation by Little League Baseball into the Jackie Robinson West Little League,